Indeed you could, Watson. Indeed you could.
Indeed I could what? It was not the first time Holmes had interrupted one of my reveries.
Indeed you could show these young fellows a thing or two about fighting when things get worse in South Africa, as they inevitably will.
But Holmes, you've read my mind precisely. But how? And then I stopped, realizing that once again I had fallen into his favorite trap for me. Sitting as usual in the chair opposite mine, Holmes threw back his head in that paroxysm of silent laughter that was peculiar to him, and clapped his bony hands together once in satisfaction. When he's in this mood, small things amuse him immoderately.
As a piece of applied psychology, it is quite elementary, my dear fellow.
Holmes had recovered himself sufficiently.
I could hardly fail to notice that when you entered the room and sat down, you immediately picked up this morning's Chronicle, which I had left folded at the story of that rather gruesome double murder in Wapping. The slight shudder that passed through your body was a perfectly understandable reaction under the circumstances, since the couple were bludgeoned to death with a candlestick. Your gaze then drifted to the candlestick on our own mantelpiece, an obvious association of thought. Once there, and with violence on your mind, your eyes moved to the adjacent frame which holds the medal you were awarded for your conduct at the Battle of My Wand, at which point you winced and rubbed your war wound, something I've seen you do 100 times or more. Then you became truly abstracted, and without realizing it, sat up straighter in your chair. Your hand brushed your mustache, and you distinctly pulled in your stomach. It seemed a fair assumption that your mind had moved on to the current conflict, and the old warhorse in you was beginning to paw at the ground. Having heard your views on the youth of today, on more than one occasion, it was, as I say, an elementary deduction.